Hello, my name is Tamara Malikoff, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Today, millions of fellow Christians around the world celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for a few moments, I would like to explore a rabbinic tradition and how it relates to our celebration today. There is a rabbinic tradition called Pikuach Nefesh, meaning the saving of a life. This concept states that if you see someone whose life is in danger, you are obligated to intervene, even though it might violate another religious duty. For example, if it is the Sabbath and you see someone drowning, or if you see someone having a heart attack, the Sabbath law is suspended in order to preserve the life of that individual. In the New Testament, we see Jesus illustrating this concept. In Luke 14, starting in verse 1, one Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from an abnormal swelling in his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained quiet. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. So he then asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, would you not immediately pull him out?" But they had nothing to say. So we see in this passage, Jesus was invited over to a Pharisee's home to have a meal. And there was an individual there at the house that had some sort of unusual swelling in his body, which in the King James Version is called dropsy, or what we today would call edema. Now, depending on the situation, edema isn't necessarily a serious symptom. You could have edema swelling in your legs because you walked 50 miles that day, or your face and eyes are a little swollen because of an allergic reaction. But considering that Jesus compared healing this man to pulling a child or animal out of a well, this is a pretty serious condition. For us who live in the 21st century with indoor plumbing and running water, the concept of a well is really foreign to many of us. Typically, a well would be at least 30, 50, or even up to 100 feet deep. And at 100 feet, we're talking about 10 stories down. So if any child or animal fell that far, they would be in grave danger. We would assume that the edema this man was experiencing was a symptom of a serious medical condition. It's possible that he had some sort of liver problem, kidney failure, or even congestive heart failure. Either way, Jesus saw that this man was seriously ill, and he wanted to heal him. He then turns to the Pharisees and asks, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" Considering the concept of Pikuach Nefesh, we know that the answer to this question is yes, but the Pharisees answer him with nothing. Jesus then heals the man and then poses them the second question. If your child or ox fell into the well, wouldn't you get him out? And by asking this question, he was essentially asking, what is more important, religious obligation or the saving of a life? Would you wait till after the Sabbath to go get your child or your ox out of a well? Oh no, he'll be fine. He'll just swim around until it's convenient for us to get him out. No. When anyone falls into a well, this is an emergency situation that can change from minute to minute. I have seen YouTube videos where in a remote village, when a child falls into a well, the entire community is called to save the child. So back to Jesus's question, wouldn't you pull someone out of the well on the Sabbath day? Meaning this man with the abnormal swelling, he has a condition where he needs to be healed of urgently. Wouldn't you help him? Isn't that the right thing to do? But the Pharisees don't answer him. And although they were experts in the law, they missed the point. Instead, they were so focused on trying to find fault with Jesus in order to kill him. In their eyes, if Jesus heals on the Sabbath, he, quote, technically broke the law. But Jesus never broke the law. He is the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Rather, he fulfilled the law and the prophets. We are like this man with the abnormal swelling. We have a serious condition. It is called sin. Our sinful condition has put us in grave danger of being forever separated from God. We cannot save ourselves. We need a savior. God himself has come on a divine rescue mission to save and redeem us. And on that mission, Jesus went to the cross to pay the price to set us free. Now, what's beautiful is that according to the early church fathers, as Jesus lay in the tomb, not only did he observe the Sabbath rest in his body, but he simultaneously saved us from our sins in obtaining the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He fulfilled the law to such a degree that in the tomb, observed Sabbath, and at the same time, observed Pikuach Nefesh. He did what no one else could. And raising from the dead, he made permanent his victory over sin and death. Today, this is what we celebrate, that Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, has come to set us free, that he is alive, and that he has come to free us from our sin. Glory be to God. Happy Easter. That's all the time that we have for today. But if you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tamara Malakoff for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, may his spirit be with you.